We're back in the classroom. I am Professor Adamus, also known as Saint Germain. Wonderful music that was played. Music does something with energy. We'll get into that at another time, but we have to say, Ralph, that you need to go beyond your limitations here. You have a plethora of energy, talent related to music that you're not letting out, and you're going to continue to hurt the way you do and until you let yourself loose. We're answering your question before you ask. And with Ralph's permission, we use him as an example here, because Shambra, energy does get stuck. That is why we changed the order today. You're so used to hearing Caldra and Linda have their talk, and then you're used to a channel. You get into a lull. You do this in your own life. You get into ruts. You wake up at the same time generally. You have the same type of food. You have the same type of way to work. Take a different way to work someday. Get out of the patterns of energy that you're in. You build these patterns up so that they become as solid as a mountain. And it's time to start changing. Do something different. Now, you don't like doing this because you have developed a comfort level. You understand how energy responds to you when you do things in a pattern. It generally responds the same way. It hasn't been responding the same way lately to you because there is something within you that is trying to force you to get out of your patterns and ruts. Jobs will be taken away. Spouses will walk out. Things will happen in your life because at the very deep level within you, you're trying to get out of your rut. We changed the order of the shroud today to help you get out of the rut. It is time to move the energies. That means getting out of the patterns that you have had in the past. Try different things between now and our next gathering. Try different ways of doing it. It may be a little uncomfortable at first, but it's going to take the structure off of energy that is so limited. If you have a certain way of singing, a certain way of doing your job, a certain way of meditating or breathing, try it different. Get out of the rut. I came to the ballads. I came to the ballads when I was doing channeling through them back in the 1930s. And I came to Guy Ballard on a mountain to help prove a point to him. Not that I like living in a mountain or hanging around there, but he had gotten so stuck in himself. We had agreements from times long before that we were going to work together, but I wanted to show him how you can create a solid mountain of energy that was almost inescapable. But if you saw the illusion in it and you saw how energies were put together, you could eventually get out of it. The channeling that I did through Guy and eventually through Edna Ballard was different than what I am doing now because the consciousness is different, because this group is definitely different. Definitely different. Today we talked about what energy is, the fact that there really isn't anything called energy. It is a nothing. Energy doesn't exist in this place you call heaven or in home. There is no energy there. Energy is only a potential that becomes expressed. Potentials lie in a neutral type of state of being until they are activated or expressed. A good example in your own culture right now is gasoline. Gasoline is neutral. Until it is expressed, until it is put through something that then generates a momentum, that generates a potential. You run it through your car, for instance, and it moves the car. It was a potential that existed sitting in that tank and then was expressed. When you say it was expressed when you put your foot on the pedal and you started the car and all of these other things, it's all imagination. You use your imagination, but the imagination seems so real and so tangible that you define it as these set of actions that take place. It is just your imagination. You are expressing a potential. That is all energy is. Once you understand that, once you understand that you can't force it and that it truly at its core doesn't have any dualistic elements, at its core it is generally a nothingness waiting to be expressed, then we can start doing some work. Then you can do things like transmutation. Don't start it now. Don't run home and take your diamonds and try to clear the flaws. We're going to start at the basic levels. We're going to start at the simple levels. As I said earlier in our shout, you're going to come to understand how simple all of this is. You're going to feel foolish when you learn how simple it is. And I can tell you that because I felt foolish after many, many lifetimes of struggling and trying and putting myself into the greatest abysses ever imagined. I felt foolish, felt almost stupid for overlooking some of the pure, simple facts. But something that you had to do, something we all had to do to get to this point. Before we start with our discussion, our questions and answers, I do want to thank all of Chambra for this opportunity to come into this reality here, to share this space with you. It is such an honor, and I know perhaps I am being a little bit direct today, but again, you have to remember, you are the ones that are asking for this. You are the ones that are saying, let's speed it up. Let's get to some of the core material here. Let's prepare ourselves for this quantum leap of consciousness that's going to occur. You've asked the energies of the Crimson Council, including Tobias, Kathumi, Owama, Kuan Yin, and all of the rest of us, to move you very fast right now, move you into the levels of being the true teachers, move you beyond some of these old energy ways. You want to be prepared for this upcoming event in 2007. With that, let us talk.
Tobias, I have had a tumor in my right hand for about 12 years. Can you identify the cause and a cure?
Stuck energy. I'm not Tobias, but it is stuck energy. Any disease in your body is energy that has been trapped and stuck. And you could say the one thing about energy that it wants to move, it wants to roll. It doesn't have an agenda. It doesn't actually have any particular goal on its own, but there is an innate sense that it wants to continue moving. Once raw, pure energy from the field is activated, it wants to continue moving. It can never go back to the field. It can never go back to the field. So it finds in itself that it wants to continue moving. This tumor in your hand is stuck energy. We're going to talk in our discussion next month about how to literally get it moving again. We don't want you to go into this whole thing of past lives, things you've done wrong, and all the other things. We don't even need to look at the core reason of why it is there. It is there. There was a reason for it. You pent up energies and it manifested in your hand. There's some simple hints in this, perhaps, that healing work that backfired. We're going to not get into those details, either the emotional or the heady details, but we're going to talk about how to let it move. You are energy movers. Thank you.
St. Germain, I want to make sure that I wasn't too rattled. It was a tremor, not a tumor.
That also. It is the same energy in both of them. And again, we will get into that in our discussion next month.
Okay. Thank you.
Greetings, St. Germain. I have a question on memory. I am having trouble retaining. If after maybe 5 or 10 minutes I've done something, I can't remember what I did. And also the feelings I'm getting in the brain and down the side of my neck. Do you have any things on that?
Yeah. Anytime you move from a concept, an illusion or a story, into a grander being, you're going to lose your sense of connection or contact that you had. You're going to literally get out of your old ways of thinking. Your memory will be affected. You are not the only one going through this. There are Chambra all over the world experiencing it. It is forcing you to move from being a mental being, an intellectual being, into a divine intelligence being. When you try to go back to your old ways of remembering and you try you're somewhat frightened and you try to hold on, it once again plugs up energy. It sticks that energy and it becomes even more frustrating. For all of you who are experiencing this thing called memory loss, let it go. It is a natural process. Let your old way of retaining information go. There is a much more effective and more efficient method. So you're just going through a process. You are feeling some of the effects of it back up in your body. You are going through some aches and pains because of it. So let it go. And yes, there will be some short-term consequences in your human reality, but in the long run, it will serve you well.
Thank you.
Inadvertently, this is a similar question, but I'd like to go ahead anyways. This is a similar question, but this is about a child. My nephew has a tumor in his foot. They've done the chemo. Now a new tumor has appeared. The options are chemo or amputation. What is it we should feel or know?
It is a similar question. And it once again has to do with stuck energy. And you can take some of your modern medicines, such as chemo and some of these other things, and you can try to eliminate some of the disease centers or the stuck energy, but generally it will show up in another area of the body at another time because it is just stuck energy that has been displaced and will now move to a different location. That is why cancer is such a tricky thing to deal with unless you've gone to the core of releasing, unlocking energy that is stuck. In a sense, when you I'm talking about cancer here, when you take energies that are coming into you into your earthly reality and you lock them up, you have them stuck. As I mentioned, energy has a propensity to try to continue moving or evolving. It is very much what is happening when you get into a cancerous condition. It will try to perpetuate itself, but it does it in a way that eventually will destroy the body. There's a simpler way to deal with it, and is going into actually unlocking the stuck energies. We will get into that in our next discussion. We'll talk about how to very easily and smoothly unlock them. There are some who are listening in right now. Calvin needed to take a deep breath. There are some who are listening in right now who are learning how to do this and coming to the understanding you're not going to fight cancer. You're not going to will it out of your being. But you're going to allow the return of the natural flow of energies. You're finding the same thing is occurring in your land as well. What is happening in your body also happens in the land. There are stuck energies, and sooner or later, they need to erupt. They need to move on. You saw this recently in this whole thing with the waves and the earthquakes and all of the rest of this. There's a direct correlation. Once we work with you in helping you to understand how energy and the imagination work together in the body, then we're going to move into some broader territories of the earth. We're going to go into those to help relieve some of the tensions and the stuck energy in the earth. But once again, don't try this quite yet.
Saint Germain, thank you so much for your message today. I felt very attracted to the work you mentioned on the new energy hypnosis and would like to know, on this class that you're teaching, will you be coming to us individually, or will this be a class where we get together physically? And is this part of the new energy work that I've been waiting for?
I'm going to be coming to a number of you individually first, then we're going to be calling a gathering at the right time. I don't want to go into any specifics of dates. Those who I come to will know that I am there, that we're going to work on this. This will be an experimental type of group. there are tremendous capabilities associated with what you used to call hypnosis, and we're going to call it energy centering here. In a sense, I can tell you right now that a large majority of you who are here and who are listening are energy centered right now. You are under a type of hypnotic trance, but one that you have agreed to. You're not doing this simply by my will or desire, but I am having a delightful time with it. We're going to take a look at some of these energies, as I did with Mesmer, and we're going to look at how these can be used for some healing. There are some interesting and rather difficult issues here, because there are some wonderful ways to work with energy, but the recipient, the one that you're treating, has to be willing at the core level. As you know, there can be surface healing that is done. Many of you facilitators have done it. You do surface healing, but the problem reoccurs, and then you feel bad, and the patient feels bad. So we have to get into some of the deep levels and a very pure understanding of how energy works. But we thank you for your question, and we have to say to any of you, there is different work for each one of you. Perhaps you will be called for this special class where we talk about the energy centering, and perhaps not, but there is plenty of work for all. This is not an elite group. It is just a different group. Thank you.
St. Germain, is there something notable about the fact that there's an incredible number of new people in the audience today and the timing of all this, and assuming that there's probably the same thing going on with the live?
Indeed, there is. We are moving to a different level. Tobias has been taking all of us to this point, but we're going to be getting into some of the more specifics, the meat and potatoes of this whole work, and we're going to be showing you how to work with energies now. We've done much work over the past number of years with giving you an understanding of who you are and why you are here. You could also say that we have done a job of weeding out those who were not ready to go to the next level. Some of them have moved on, and Caldera is shaking his head to me right now. But there are those humans who simply are not ready to go to these next levels. They're not ready to explore the depths of who they are. They are so bought into their stories, and they want to continue playing them. And that is fine, but it is not for the work that we do within the Crimson Council. Now, it's not an egotistical thing. As Tobias said recently, ego is a wonderful thing. It means I go. It means ego is a way of expressing yourself in different dimensions. So let's not associate this with some negative ego type of thing, but yes, there is. Your observation is very accurate. There is a reason for the new faces here.
Professor Adamus, I appreciate you being here very much, and I want to give you my personal permission for you to come and work with me in any capacity that you want to. I am so ready to move beyond being stuck, and that is ultimately the question I have for you today. I had a number of questions. I'd love to sit down and spend an entire day with you and pick your brain to get all the answers. But all the questions that I had boils down to the issue of stuckness. So if there's anything that you can personally send me on my way with to help me to grasp what can I do from in my here and now to move my energies instead of being stuck in them, I would appreciate it.
Certainly, and what I share with you applies to everyone here. You have been, as you call it, stuck in your story. You've been so emotionally attached to your story that has gone on for thousands of years, and it affects you. There is guilt associated with it. There is a burden that you have placed on yourself, and you've simply gotten stuck in your story. Try different ways of doing things now. Understand that it was just a story. It was an aspect of you. I have aspects of me that are, some are wonderful and some are miserable, but I had to recognize those were my creations, and I gave them life, I gave them expression, but they were just a story of me. You continue to want to go back to your story, you want to go back to an era 2,000 years ago, and you can't. So you find yourself spinning in circles, and it is time to realize that there's many other things for you to do here. There is the potential, as you know, as you've already been doing, of teaching. There is the potential for the certain types of direct energy work. And as I said earlier, it's simply just time to get over it. And we appreciate the work that you did, but it is time to move on. Thank you.
Thank you.
You were spending too much time thinking about it.
Thank you, I know.
Yes. And we do talk, all of us. Any of you can talk to me all of the time. You don't have to be channelers, as you see Calder doing now. We can spend many days together talking. You just have to trust yourself. Let yourself go a bit crazy.
Since embracing energy moving, I've been attacked by three different men whom I do not know, just passing them on the street or bus. They have yelled at me, cursed at me, and one even whispered that he can't stand me. I've been trying to move these energies through. Unfortunately, I've been getting fearful. Why am I attracting these encounters? And this is about me or this other people's energy that just needs to be released?
There are stuck energies, aspects of yourself that are manifesting in what you assume to be a physical form, but it is just part of yourself. There are parts of yourself that are terrorizing yourself, and parts of yourself that are afraid that you're going to release them to the point of their own annihilation as an expression of your own guilt. All of you can create an interdimensional aspect of yourself that seems to manifest in a human reality, and if you touch it and probe it, you will guarantee yourself that it is real. But in this case, these are just aspects of yourself reappearing. I can make myself appear simultaneously in many places, in many different characteristical aspects at one time, and so can every one of you. You just think it's something outside of you. I even have to, we'll go into a long discussion, but let us move on. There's just aspects of yourself. You have to understand that at any time with anyone, whether it is an aspect like this that does not have a soul being, or if it is another human or an alien or whatever, you are in command at any time. You can tell any energetic being that they have to leave your presence, that they have to be out of your life. You can tell them, you can demand that of them. Often these aspects will come back and say that you can't do that, say that they're not going to leave. They're testing you to see if you know that you are God also, but you can command them to go. Thank you.
I'm very grateful to be here today, and thank you for being here. Ever since I got off the plane Wednesday from California, I haven't been able to sleep very well, and my eyes keep dropping. So hopefully somebody's helping me somewhere. I work with people with heavy metal poisoning, and I need my mind. And I've been doing the memory thing, and this little old couple I work with, they're starting to remember things better than I do, and it makes me wonder if I should switch places. I have two questions. I'm really concerned about moving from California. I'm working on a loan for my house or a refinance. It's been a lot of stress, and I'm not sure which way to go, or I'm pretty much by myself, so I don't have a link to somebody somewhere other than Canada. I'm not going back there. So I'll if you can give me a hint, I thought maybe north, but I don't know.
If you allow yourself to feel for a moment, all around you are potentials that exist. There's a potential of north, south, east, and west. There's a potential of new jobs, new houses. There's a potential of staying stuck. There's a potential of anything you could possibly think of. And they're your potentials. They don't come from me. They don't come from Tobias. They're your potentials. They're almost like little, we'll call them pods in love and respect to the ones we work with. We'll call them little pods of potential waiting to be expressed and activated. Part of the problem is that you have to activate them. We can't do it for you. Nothing is predestined. Nothing is predestined. There are patterns that could lead you to believe certain things may happen in the future, but it is up to you to choose those. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go to? How do you want to live your life? The only clue we'll give you here is to get out of your old way of thinking. Some of it tends to be fear-based and wondering if things are going to be there for you. Yes, they will be. If you choose them, if you activate that energy. We're going to be going into this in the next few discussions that we have, but I want you to spend some time viewing your potentials. Don't just jump out and try to pick one right away. Your potentials are like one of your supermarkets where you can go and choose anything you want. Anything you want. Don't worry about the money to pay for the potential. That comes in. That is always there. And I know some of you have a hard time believing that, but it is always there. Whatever potential you pick, what you call money or the financial energy, automatically comes in and coincides with it. It may not be there in advance. It's part of the fallacy of this whole banking system. It may not be there in advance, but it will coincide the moment you select a potential. Spend some time feeling all those potentials around you. They're like little bubbles. I can see them. They're pods of potentials. Feel them, contemplate them, decide what you want for you. But don't use fear as your measuring stick. Use blissful creation and imagination. And then start picking what potentials you want. When you pick the potential, allow it to continue its own energy evolution and life force energy. You don't want to start structuring it once again. You don't want to start confining the energy. You want to select it and then flow with it. You want the energy in you doing this beautiful dance together. So thank you for your question. Spend a month feeling your potentials, and you are the creator. Understand that. You are the creator.
The Yellowstone was something that I drummed with the Indians for 24 hours because of the potential of the Yellowstone blowing. And can you tell me if that's the ley lines, they started to reconnect the ley lines. Is that something that is valid?
It is valid because it is a potential. It is something that can be expressed as a reality. We don't want you to, or any of you, to get stuck on ley lines. We'll tell you right now, every ley line you thought was there has changed. Those who continue to go back to the old ley lines and the old grid lines are working in very old energy. There is a precious gem an energetic gem, an understanding. Ley lines have moved. They're even performing differently. They don't have the same type of energy structure to them anymore. They're actually, they can't even call them lines anymore. They're simply a point of reference now that connects Earth and the new Earth and it goes on and on and on. It is very interesting mathematics, but don't any of you tie yourself up with ley lines. You choose the potential. If you want to get to the potential through drumming, if you want to get it through anything else, that is fine, but you pick the potential. You pick the potential. The other thing I want to point out here while we are discussing this and Calder is letting us wander, so many of you say, I want to do what is in the highest good. You use that as your point of reference. I want to do what is in the highest good. Well, we say back to you, choose something then. We don't know. It is all for the highest good, ultimately. We don't know. You still have to pick. You are not taking on your own responsibility. Everything is for the good of all. Anything you select is for your highest good and ultimately for anyone. Pick something. Thank you.
There's a certain man who I have a very deep, close spiritual connection with. We communicate with each other in dreams. I've been trying to figure this out for 9 years. Will we ever be together physically in this lifetime? And if so, do you know when? I hope you can help me.
My physical connection is highly overrated. Next.
What a question to follow up to. Stan Germain, I'm thrilled that you're here. I have always loved your writing, whether it was sonnets about love or short stories about hopping frogs or traveling to Europe. I felt you in Paris when I was there. I was giddy on the way up here. So, my dear, at the risk of sounding like a Saint Germain groupie, could you remind me how I know you and why we're dear?
As I mentioned earlier, we all study together in the Crimson Council, and, you know, which is as much of a reality as this is the gathering today is just an extension of the Crimson Council, and so we all spend many hours sharing and talking and being together, and I would have to say that I've appeared to nearly, I'm scanning all of you who are listening and here, I've appeared to nearly every one of you in human form at one time or the other in your life. I actually have fun doing this, and most of you don't recognize me, but you do feel an overall energy. So, yes, I've appeared to you on a number of different occasions and continue our work together in the Crimson Council. Thank you.
Dear Tobias, when people share their painful stories with me, I don't see tragedy, I see transformation. But it seems like many people just want someone to sympathize and validate their story, and that's something I can't do anymore. I worry that this will cause a disconnection and that people will feel that I lack compassion for them. I'm sorry, these people, of course, didn't know that Saint Germain would be answering these questions.
As you let go of your own story and realize what it is, then you're going to start looking at other people and realizing how stuck they are in their story. Believe it or not, you are actually coming from a place of greater compassion, because now you can listen to them as they ramble on and on about their, how they were done wrong, about their victimhood or whatever. And I'm not making fun of this, but I have to be direct. You create stories and then you live in them, and you want to, you know, people tell you about the things that are happening because the vast majority of them just want to expand the story. They are so enamored and taken with their own story and their own pain that they just have to keep talking about it. There comes a point, Chambra, as Chambra knows, you get tired of that. You get tired of that. It's time to move on to greater, more efficient, and more joyful forms of creating, of moving energies, of playing with energies. And I take great joy in jumping in and out of energies. As I said before, I live the most miserable of lives, so I can tell you how wonderful and joyful it is to move in and out, not get stuck in any story. Many of you who are professional facilitators and counselors took great pride that you could have this deep empathy for people's stories, and you can listen for hours, and you know you just wanted to slap yourself upside the head at times when people were going on and on, but you forced yourself to listen and listen, and you absorbed so many of their energies as well. You became part of their stories. You're learning now that is time, it is time to move on. The question to be asked of anyone who is carrying on, are you ready for change? Are you ready for change? And if they cannot answer that question, no longer treat them, no longer listen to their stories. They'll find someone else. And they won't even remember you in all the long hours you spent with them. It is a question, Tobias, individually asked every one of you before you became involved in Chambra. And you could say if there is any sort of membership into Chambra, there's one simple thing. Are you ready for change? And you said yes, and that is why you are here. So ask the ones you facilitate, are you ready for change?
I realized that for some time I actually had a fear of coming up here and asking a question, so I wanted to walk through that. And also,
I have to point out here, when you said that from your heart, that was there was an instant transmutation of energy, or an instant rollover that not only we noticed from our side, but that the audience and the listeners noticed. It is that simple. It is that simple. You let an energy become transmuted. So let us continue.
Thank you. And I do feel stuck. And I'd like a big swat. And
that's very tempting.
And the area that I think I feel the most stuck in is actually really true self-acceptance and self-love.
Mm.
And the merry-go-round keeps going around and around, and I keep processing and releasing, but it still seems like that's a core issue.
Mm.
So I would, I am ready for change.
Mm. Thank you. And this whole concept of self-love is the perhaps the core issue for all angels and all humans. So you're addressing something that is so basic and so important and a challenge that you face and all Shambhra face. When you can accept yourself as you truly are and get to that level, then you are truly expressing as God also. Don't give yourself a hard time for this ability to accept and love self. It is the most challenging thing. The moment that you and any of us went through the wall of fire. Yes. It was all a matter of coming to this point of love and acceptance. Now, I'm simplifying it, but that is truly what it's been about. When you come to that intimate connection with yourself and your divinity, all the elements, everything you've ever done or been, come back together in the now moment, and there is almost like an explosion of this blissful energy that takes place, and then you realize that you are a creator. You realize how simple it is to create anything around you. So you are on the perfect and right track. You're coming down to core issues. You're not worrying about the little stuff anymore. You're getting down to the basics. And we know you've gone through many cycles of releasing. It takes a lot of cycles. It takes tremendous amount of movement of energy to work through all of these layers, all of these stories that have been created, all of the things you've been experienced. But I would say to you and to all of Shambhra, you are getting there. You are close.
Mm. Thank you, Saint Germain.
Hi. I may sound arrogant, but I know most of what you said. I'm so very bored because all this is so clear to me. Mm. Most people get on my nerves with all that stupid blah, blah, blah. I'm bursting with energy. Just say anything. I listen, and please say hello to my dead father.
None of what has been said today should be a shock or even quote-unquote new information for any of Shambhra. We had our class in your last sleeping state, and we are simply manifesting it in this reality now. It occurred in another dimension, as real or perhaps more real than it is occurring right here. So, yes, part of you is bored. Part of you wants to move on, and that is a wonderful sign. So, thank you for sharing.
Hello, Saint Germain. Mm-hmm. Would you speak more about the aspects of ourselves that we encounter, our creations? Are there actually humans who go through an entire human life who are simply non-souled beings who are creations of us? Can you just talk more about this?
Indeed, this is could be a very long and extensive discussion. We don't want to sidetrack on our primary discussion about energy, but we'll add a few insights into this. You create aspects on many different levels and many different dimensions continually. As you're sitting here right now, you are creating stories or aspects in other dimensions. They are not physical dimensions necessarily, although a few have physical characteristics. You are literally, there are expressions of yourself flying off of you now in these other dimensions. You're taking energy potentials and putting them to work. You are activating energy. Some of those you will bring back into this reality. Some you create from this reality base in this reality, the aspects that I spoke of later or earlier. This is a continual process. Tobias told the group in Hawaii recently, and he talked about the ego. He talked about the fact that the ego is constantly generating, constantly making all these creations, all these stories. And you're not locked into these stories, but you play around in the multi-dimensions. You play around here on Earth, too. You create aspects. For the most part, they don't stay in this reality. They don't continue living in a biological form. It's rather tricky to do that. They will come in and out of reality. You've heard your science talk about how particles come in and out of reality. They seem to come from nowhere into reality and then go out. So it is the same way with your aspects. They come in and out. Very rarely do they take on their own long-term biological expression. There's many complications right now with doing that. For those of you who are wondering if there is another part of yourself, your other self, your other half living somewhere on the other side of the world, generally not. There is no particular reason for doing this. You are fully integrated in yourself in the now moment. So don't think that there is some twin flame. And I am nobody's twin flame, by the way. Don't think that there's the twin flame somewhere else. Everything for Chambra, everything is integrated into yourself now. There are some interesting things being done right now with incarnating in biology. There are some humans they want to bypass this rather difficult and burdensome time frame of being a baby and even being a teenager. So, it is hard to explain. They are creating a temporary vessel, a biological body that has a temporary personality planted in it that they will come into later when they get past the difficult part of growing up being a human, generally at the age of about 16, maybe 17. These are not walk-ins. Let's not mistake this for one soul being switching for another soul being. You're creating basically an empty vessel that has what you would call a false story. I'm going to tell you something that I have to double check for permission. Tobias has talked about coming back to Earth. Well, he's back. He's already back on Earth. He has created for himself one of these empty vessels. He doesn't want to go through being a baby and a teenager and all the rest of that. So he has created this vessel. It does not know it is Tobias, and we're not going to identify who it is. It does not know it is Tobias. It is growing up in a typical lifestyle right now. And he, at the appropriate time, no guessing here, at the appropriate time, he will then manifest his energy into that biological being. He'll integrate with it. When that happens, perhaps there'll be a traumatic event that happens to that biological being. It is like a biological robot. There will be a traumatic event, and Tobias will slip his energy into that being. There will be a period of sickness, where this biological being is hospitalized for Tobias to fully integrate his energy into that being, and then voila, he will appear as Tobias, but he most likely will not use that name. So we could go on and on, Chambra. The point here is that you are immense creators. You are creating right now as we speak. That is why it fascinates me sometimes and frustrates me that you focus on little things like in your life, and you know what they are. We won't embarrass anybody, but you focus on these little things and you forget who you really are. Well, we're going to change that now. Thank you. With that, We're going to choose one more question here, to have one more question asked, and then we will be off for the day.
I have one little question. Does he have Caldra's phone number with him?
We don't want to get into any guessing games about, and we and Tobias will not answer that question. There are reasons for this. We want to maintain the integrity of this biological vessel and the its relationship to Tobias. So, thank you.
Hi. I feel like I've been doing a lot of releasing and stuff this month, and I had a really strange occurrence this week. I woke up in the morning feeling very ungrounded, not really in my body, and I had to take my kids to school, so I did. I dropped them off, and on the way back home, I had a car accident. I knew I wasn't really fully present in my body. Now, I shouldn't have been out driving, but it was almost as if I created this accident because I looked, I didn't see anything, yet when I pulled out in front of this car, I closed my eyes as if anticipating something was going to happen. And it did, and I hit a teenage boy in his car. It wasn't a serious accident, but I felt like maybe I created this in order to help me release a lot of stuff because I did a lot of crying and feeling guilty that day. But I'd also like to know what his part of this meeting was all about and how we came together.
You've answered your own question in many ways. Yes, you did create an event that shook some of the stuck energy and some of the trauma within you, and you let yourself clear it very, very rapidly, as we have discussed before. We are going to be fast-tracking with everyone now in different ways, different modalities. But you have to say that there are no accidents. Everything is by design and by creation. And the being who participated in your event or your experience here, you can't say that they knew in advance this certain thing was going to happen. That is somewhat of a misunderstanding. However, they had volunteered their energy in a way that's difficult to describe, to put themselves in that place, knowing that they would be in a type of service, knowing that there would be a back-end energy coming in for them as well. There would be a type of learning or reciprocating energy for them. So it's not like you two sat down in advance and planned this all out, but they allowed their energy to be present at that moment for you. You did go through quite a bit of releasing. You created another interesting energy in doing so, a type of guilt energy, and as you expressed through your words, not sure that you did the right thing, not sure, you know, if you're on the right track. So you release some energy, but you created another box for yourself. So by standing here and by letting me do my little work on you here, we've gotten rid of that box also.
Thank you.
Thank you. Class adjourned. I am Saint Germain.